Good evening, you're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, it's a mild evening. Tel Aviv is enjoying a pleasant night with clear skies, while Jerusalem has a cool breeze. In Haifa, the night is calm, perfect for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in the Arab world, there are concerns that Israel may go to war close to elections, according to Ma'ariv just minutes ago. Lebanese media suggest Netanyahu could focus on security achievements and buffer zone policies. Also, I-24 News reported earlier today that Chinese satellite images aided an Iranian strike that killed 3 U.S. troops in Jordan. Also this hour. Israel Hayom reports a fire is spreading near the big shopping complex in Yirka, threatening residential homes as winds fan the flames. Separately, the Times of Israel reveals that Chinese entities provided Iran with satellite images before a deadly attack on a U.S. base. Beijing denies the allegations and demands Washington provide proof. And finally, from the Jerusalem Post, a Saudi pipeline attack has exposed the growing power of Iran-backed militias, with Iraq confirming the attack originated from its territory. Here's what people are saying online. John Spencer, a military strategist, discussed the complexities of conflicts in Gaza and Iran, noting a shift in American public opinion towards isolationism, posting earlier today. Mark Dubowitz, CEO of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, expressed enthusiasm about a podcast discussion, highlighting its engaging nature, in a post from earlier. Iris shared insights from Trey Yingst, a CBS News foreign correspondent, about the strategic positioning of U.S. warships amidst increased Iranian aggression, sharing this just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the concerns about potential conflict near Israeli elections, Mariv reports that Lebanese media are speculating about Prime Minister Netanyahu's strategy. They suggest he might use security measures to bolster his election campaign. This speculation adds tension to an already volatile region, with implications for regional stability. Turning to the report from I-24 News on the Chinese satellite images aiding an Iranian strike, the imagery reportedly helped coordinate an attack that resulted in the loss of 3 American soldiers in Jordan. This development raises questions about the role of international players in regional conflicts and could strain U.S.-China relations. Meanwhile, the fire near the big shopping complex in Yirka is spreading. Israel Hayom notes that emergency services are working hard to contain the blaze. The fire threatens nearby homes due to strong winds. Residents are on high alert, with authorities urging caution and readiness to evacuate if necessary. Separately, the Times of Israel highlights U.S. allegations against China for providing Iran with satellite images before a deadly strike. Beijing's firm denial and demand for evidence from Washington could escalate diplomatic tensions. This incident underscores the complexities of global intelligence operations and their impact on regional security. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reports on the Saudi pipeline attack linked to Iran-backed militias. Iraq's confirmation of its territory being used for the attack highlights the growing influence of these groups. Such incidents threaten regional energy security and could lead to increased military engagements. Turning to business and markets. First, Nir Kifnis from Ma'ariv Business shares a positive reflection on Israel's journey from its founding to becoming a startup nation, marking a shift from his usual critical perspective. Separately, Ktech reports on Anthropic's Claude, a chatbot involved in the Israel-Iran shadow war, illustrating the evolving role of technology in intelligence. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the broader economic impact of high-tech layoffs, noting how these cuts are affecting office prices and salaries beyond the tech industry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.